So coming up next, we have a newcomer to your story, Mr. I wrote your name down and then I fucking wrote so shittily that I can't read my own writing. Bennett Botero?
That's actually great.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to do this, so this is going to be a kind of journey for the two of us, me and all of you. Like most 20-something-year-olds, my Saturday night last night started pretty early and ended pretty late. We started by watching the BET Music Awards. Like you all did. Hosted by Snoop Dogg Lionzilla. Played a drinking game. We drank every time Kevin Hart said something that was supposed to be funny. We drank every time there was a surprise guest rapper, and we drank, we finished whatever we were drinking if somebody from, that like hadn't been on TV in like 5 years had shown up, so when Nelly did, we all had to finish. And we drank every time, Snoop Dogg Lionzilla said anything about pot, so it was a pretty good start. And by the time we went to the first bar, I was already feeling pretty good. So inevitably, we wake up hungover, and on our way home last night, we'd stopped by the local diner we'd never gone to, because we'd just moved to this new place in, like, June, and decided, let's go here for brunch tomorrow, because nothing says hungover Sunday morning like brunch, am I right? One of my roommates didn't go, but me and the roommate that I do a lot of my kind of creative work at home went, and we were talking about a couple of writing projects we're doing, and by doing, I mean fucking around with. And eventually, we just wanted to do something lighthearted, so we started talking about the 90s. It's a great time. If you've never been there, you should go. We talked about a couple things, but we mainly talked about cartoons, the good ones, Angry Beavers, Cat Dog, Hey Arnold, Rugrats. And it was a lovely talk until the Rugrats came up, and my roommate said something that totally took me out of the spirit. He said, you know what, though? You know what? When he got older, I bet Tommy fucked Susie. And I went, oh, dude. That's Rugrats, man. Oh, come on, Tommy. Susie. He fucked Kimmy. Other options. Because, you know, Kimmy was his best friend's sister, and they all hung out, but she was the adventurous one who joined, like, halfway through. I'm not saying it happened immediately. What I am saying is, first year back from college, Chucky hadn't been home yet, and it was just Kimmy and Tommy, and they were talking for a bit. They fucked. I bet Chucky came back from college, though, looking totally awesome. I bet senior year he got his braces off, and then he got a little more confidence, came back from college, and even Angelica was like, damn, Chucky. At least that's what I want to believe, because we all empathize with Chucky, every person in here. It's fun hearing people talk about other options, mainly career-wise tonight, because I've only been two things my entire life. A child and insane. And I honestly mean that. I watch cartoons religiously every day. It's how it works really well in my job right now. I've got a huge amount of credit with the elementary school kids I teach chess to when I can bring up cartoons that they watch too. I'm like, Adventure Time, man, that's the shit. You get 10 chess points. You like Ninjago? I'm taking away 5 points. That's a terrible show. And I'm insane because, ever since I can remember, I've had an ongoing relationship with daydreams, more so than most people do. I feel like I am almost consistently living two separate lives, this one and the much more awesome one, wherever I happen to be that day. Earlier today, it was a futuristic world where the singularity had already happened. That's just me. He's been there. And I never realized how important these worlds were to me until a couple of months ago when I met the first girl that I actually started to share them with. And it shocked me how much of a void I'd felt, and it made a couple other relationships that I'd had seem a lot more clear that even though they are stupid worlds, fake worlds, these things we do, these dreams we come up with as creative people, whether they're the stories we're trying to illustrate or the jokes we're trying to tell, or even the little cartoon worlds that we like to be in, no matter how silly they may seem to somebody else, they're very, very real to us. And it's important to share those with the people around you, because they're the ones who will influence you the most, who will encourage you the most, and who will stand by you the most. And being here tonight, seeing all of you, being very encouraging of everybody else, seeing everybody else doing the same struggling shit that I'm going through and thinking, oh, thank God, they have it so much worse than I do. It does my heart good to see you guys. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an engineer for a long time, and in sophomore year of high school is when I realized I didn't want to be an engineer because I didn't know anything about engineering. And we were getting pretty close to that time where I should have decided I should do math more, but I wasn't. So I told my dad, who was a chef, that, Dad, I'm not going to be an engineer anymore. And he said, oh, that's fine, you know, people change their minds. What do you think you want to do now? And I said, I don't know. I thought maybe I could be a chef like you. And he said, he looked at me with the most sincerity I've ever seen my dad look at a person and say, you don't want to be a chef, son. The culinary industry sucks. It's so high pressure. It's so high maintenance. It seems glamorous, but hardly anyone makes it. You want to be anything else but a chef. And I said, all right, then I think I want to act. And he said, I do know a couple people at Johnson & Wales, though, know a couple of scholarships and stuff. That's my story. I'm Bennett Botero, guys. God bless.
Thanks, dude. That was awesome. Thanks to the new folks for sharing tonight. That's what keeps us going. And, I mean, all the old blood, too. We love you all.
We love you, Eric.
Aww. Not you, Joe.